It would take a long time to discuss the religion of Rufus Jones in depth, even though he could express the faith in very simple terms. But he's often been called a mystic. Rufus Jones said late in his life, "It's obviously unfortunate to use such a bedraggled word for the most exalted experience of human life." But he thought it was too late to coin a new one. We ask Dr. Cadbury if Rufus Jones was a mystic, and this is what he said.
He was a student of mysticism. He had read the writings of the mystics. He had quite a good collection of mystical books, especially the German and the medieval mystics. I'm not sure how much he would call himself a mystic. I know an article he wrote for the Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics says that there's a great deal of talk about mysticism by people that aren't actually mystics. That is, mysticism was partly an objective study for him more than a practice. And I think he would have said that what are commonly called mystical experiences, that is, personal sense of the incursion of the divine, that had happened only on a few occasions in his life. And those occasions he did remember and speak of. Well, he was crossing to Europe, having left his little boy ill. The little boy was named Lowell, after the poet Lowell. And he knew he was ill. And just before he landed in England, he had on shipboard a very warming sense of the comforting presence of God. And when he landed, there was a cable for him saying, first that the little boy was very, very ill, and very soon afterwards that he had died. And that prior experience of a religious emotion, unaccounted for in any intellectual way, seemed to him to have prepared the way for this blow he had to bear.